The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
And joining me in the studio for the news desk this week, once again, as always, it's Sarah Barry, the Managing Director of Stray FM. Welcome, Sarah.
Well, what a lovely warm welcome, James. How are you today?
I am really good, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be back for another week after our trip out on Friday, corporate day out. Great
yes.
team bonding. We weren't swinging on ropes or throwing eggs off of ladders. We were drinking at York Races.
We were, actually. But
and
it was very civilised.
Oh, it was.
I hastened to... Well, up until a certain point in the day, and then it all went...
Yeah, your bus journey home was fun,
yes,
wasn't it?
I just hid in the back of the bus and watched, listened to the antics.
You had fun in a bus. I went back on Virgin trains and it was a little bit packed. But there was a little girl who was offering out her chicken nuggets to people, but you know.
There was. But you know what? That aside, it was our annual kind of let our hair down celebration, end of the last financial year, ready to get going for the new one. And what a way to do it.
It was. It was fantastic. We really, really enjoyed it. Talking of... enjoying themselves. There's lots of business news where they're expanding and probably enjoying business at the moment. First story this week, we're talking about Richard Grafton. He's expanding with an Ilkley showroom. That's good. What's this all about then?
So yeah, Richard Grafton Interiors. So they already have two, a showroom in Harrogate and a warehouse in Harrogate as well. So they're building new premises that look very nice indeed as well. I've had a good look in Ilkley. They're investing £300,000 in this and they've had a really good year. They've got a turnover of just over 2 million.
Wow.
And they're looking for the Ilkley store to do something a little bit different. So they're going to be stocking their own handmade furniture. They sell the most amazing bathrooms, kitchens and do lots of interior design. It's absolutely beautiful stuff. And this is a company that launched just 4 years ago, so it's a real success story.
Because they're on the Montpellier Court, aren't they, in Harrogate as well. Fantastic business story for the local area.
Yeah.
Another one as well, some neighbours of ours actually, in a building that I'm very envious of, Principal Haley Group. They've got an investment drive, haven't they? It's a major hotel group as well, and they've got this investment drive going.
Yeah, so this is the company that are literally situated right next door to us, the Pyramid shaped building that we have got building envy.
I know, we need to come and have a look around your offices if you're listening, by the way, Principal Haley. Get us round for a cup of tea, we'll come round.
We're going to bob in and have a look round because we always look out and see that building. And what they do in there? Well, what they do is they are operators of hotels and conference centres, just so happen to be based here in Harrogate. And they've invested initially £50 million into properties to become one of the UK's largest players in the hotel industry, which is great. But they've had such a fantastic 2015 that they're able to now reinvest another £100 million into more hotels. Their profits rose by 32%, which is a nice whopping big 66 million.
That's nice.
Nice, isn't it? So that's why they've got such a nice building.
There we go.
We're going to come and learn from you. We'll come and pick your brains, I think.
It's really interesting because you kind of walk past this building every day, and you could do this with a lot of businesses, walk past and you don't realise what's going on inside this massive company, which is growing around the world.
Yeah.
Just sat here in Harrogate.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So yeah, we definitely need to meet up.
Talking Yorkshire business as well. Now, everybody will know this company, especially from their advertising campaigns. There's always a sale on. But DFS, big Yorkshire company. I live very close to their warehouse, actually, in their big training centre. It does look very, very impressive. But DFS, they've seen pre-tax profits rise again, haven't they?
This has got, you've got to say, DFS have got their business model absolutely
really
nailed, haven't they? So they pledged after Brexit to really weather that potential turbulence in the economy. Their profits have soared from 10.7 million to 64.5 million this year up to October.
It's
incredible.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
It really, I mean, the sales, interestingly, only rose by 7.4%. So how they've managed to get that profit level so, you know, so much of an increase is an interesting, I don't know why that is actually. But there's a nice story in there somewhere, which I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into, I think, James. because that's amazing.
I can see why, because his helicopter lands every morning just as it's coming in over the top of my house.
What, in so, your back garden?
No, and yeah, my back garden's not quite that big. You don't pay me that much. but you can see why they're doing really well when he's flying helicopter.
Are you sat on one of the DFS sofas whilst you're watching?
Do you know what?
Helicopter?
I'm not actually. No. That would tie in quite well. But what a story for a local business that started in a small Yorkshire town to be putting in that kind of money. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they've made some very clever acquisitions. They are sort of saying and warning that next year may see a bit of a slowdown. Mm. But when you've had a year like that, you would expect that to be the case. But yeah, good luck to them.
Yeah, well done, Ian Philby, who is the chief executive. Mm. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and sharing these good news stories with us this week. And may we continue to have a good story as well.
Yes,
and from the next financial
so.
Year, and to your business as well, if you're listening and starting your financial year. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.